Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we continue to feature the music of Tina Marie. Besides Tina Marie, we'll hear from Thelma Houston and Bonnie Pointer. Well, a little more now about remembering Tina Marie. She had some great success on the rhythm and blues charts in 1979, 1980, 1981, and 1982. But in 1982, she got into a heated legal battle with Motown Records over her contract and disagreements about releasing her new material. The lawsuit resulted in what was called the, quote, the Brockett Initiative, quote, which made it illegal for a record company to keep an artist under contract without releasing new material for that artist. In such instances, artists are able to sign and release with another label instead of being held back by an unsupportive one. Well, Tina Marie commented on the law at the time that, quote, it wasn't something I set out to do. I just wanted to get away from Motown and have a good life. But I helped a lot of people like Luther Vandross and Mary Jane Girls and a lot of different artists to be able to get out of their contracts. After leaving Motown in 1982, Tina Marie signed with the Epic record label and released a concept album called Robbery, which featured the hit Fix It, which is coming up, which reached number 21 of the blues charts, as well as several others. She wrote a song on that album called Casanova Brown, which was a number of tracks that she wrote over the years about her real-life romance with mentor Rick James. The relationship had ended at that point, but the two would continue a sometimes tempestuous relationship and friendship until Rick James' untimely death in August of 2004. Well, here is Tina Marie right here on Motown Memories.
Love is just a one-way street if I'm lost without you. Love is not a two-way street if I can't be glad I found you. Love can't hold me tight on a sleepless night on the strength of who you are. Love can't compensate for the fool I've been to let go this far. Love is when you put me back together when I can't pick up the pieces. Love is the fix it.
Attention, I'll start the bar. Plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Thelma Houston, her number one tune from 1977, and only one of the songs that she ever recorded reached top 40 status. This was a big hit, Don't Leave Me This Way, and we started with Tina Marie and Fix It, a song that reached number 21 on the Rhythm Blues charts from 1983, and the first song released on the Epic record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring this hour the music of Tina Marie and remembering some great music that she did have during her lifetime. Well, during the 1990s, Tina Marie's classical rhythm and blues, soul, and funk records were either sampled by hip-hop artists or covered by rhythm and blues divas. Tina herself is regarded as something of a pioneer in helping to bring hip-hop to the mainstream by becoming one of the first artists of her time to rap one of her singles, the song we heard earlier called Square Biz. In the hip-hop portion of the song that she remade, she mentions some of her inspirations, Sarah Vaughan, Joanne Savage de Bach, Shakespeare, and Nikki Giovanni. She had parted ways with Epic Records at this time because they weren't really satisfied with her recording stability and her hit-making ability. And in the fall of 1994, Tina released an album called Passion Play on her independent record label called Sarah Records. But because it didn't have a major label, the album sold less than her earlier works, but it was well-received by her fans. She went into semi-retirement this time, choosing to raise her daughter. During the late 1990s, she did make appearances on TV sitcoms as herself on such shows as The Steve Harvey Show and The Parkers. In 2004, after a 14-year sabbatical from the national spotlight, Tina Marie returned to her musical career by signing with the classic sub-label of a successful hip-hop label called Cash Money Records. She released her comeback album LaDonna in 2004 and a follow-up album called Sapphire in 2006. Let's continue right now hearing some of the great music of Tina Marie. Here's a song on the Motown record label called Behind the Groove, right here on Motown.
Just when it
thousands of the great Motown songs on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from Bonnie Pointer. That was Heather Must Have Sent You, and that reached number 11 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1979. And we started with Behind the Groove with Tina Marie. That reached number 21 from 1980 on the Rhythm and Blues charts. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the music of Tina Marie in memory of the great music that she left us. Well, she made a successful comeback, as mentioned, in the 2000s, and on September 19, 2008, Tina Marie performed a concert at B.B. King's Blues Club in New York City. She took the time to play a couple of finished tracks from her upcoming album called Congo Square. Sales-wise, the album proved another success, reaching the top 20 of Billboard's Top 200, and giving Tina Marie yet another Top 10 Rhythm Blues chart entry. In 2010, Tina continued to be a headliner on the Las Vegas Strip, appearing regularly at the Las Vegas Hilton and other venues shortly before her death. On the afternoon of December 26, 2010, Marie was found unresponsive by her daughter at her home in Pasadena. No foul play was suspected in her death. Well, let's continue to listen to Tina Marie. I Need Your Lovin' right here on Motown Man. We'll be right back. This hour, we featured music and songs from Tina Marie. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.